be there fast.
Hi, everyone. DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. It's a classic question that comes up all the time here in Pinellas and across Florida. When a fence sits right on the property line, or when one side of a shared fence needs repair, who actually pays for it? This topic often has less to do with a clear-cut law and more to do with communication, courtesy, and the concept of common benefit. Understanding the basics can help you avoid awkward disputes and keep those neighborly relations friendly. First, let's clear up a common misconception. In Florida, there is generally no single state law that automatically forces a property owner to pay half the cost of a fence simply because it sits on the property line. Unlike some other states that have specific right-to-fence laws, Florida usually leaves the responsibility up to the individual property owners and their agreements. The core issue is whether the fence provides a mutual benefit to both properties. If the fence is old and needs to be replaced, or if one neighbor wants to install a brand new fence right on the boundary line, the first step should always be open communication. The best case scenario is that you and your neighbor agree that the fence is needed for mutual benefit, perhaps for security, pet containment, or privacy. In that situation, it's common practice for neighbors to equally split the cost of the fence installation, including materials and labor. If one neighbor wants a more expensive material or a feature like a special gate, they typically pay the difference in cost. Getting this agreement in writing, signed by both parties, is always the smartest move to prevent misunderstandings later. Now, what if one neighbor doesn't want the fence or doesn't agree with the type of fence being proposed? If the fence is entirely on one person's property, that person generally bears the full cost and is free to build it as they wish, provided they follow all local height and setback regulations. However, if the fence is truly on the boundary line and one neighbor refuses to contribute, the neighbor initiating the project usually pays the entire cost. If the fence is later damaged and needs repair, and the non-paying neighbor then receives a benefit from the repair, that could open the door for cost sharing. But again, good faith and communication are key. You cannot unilaterally decide on a fence and then send your neighbor a bill without a prior agreement. It's also important to check for any homeowners association or local ordinance rules. Many HOAs have very specific rules regarding boundary fences, including materials, height, and even shared maintenance responsibilities, and these rules often supersede general county guidelines. Your local city or county building department will also have the final say on where the fence can be placed and the necessary permits. This is where a professional fence contractor can be extremely helpful, as we can identify the property line and ensure the fence is installed legally, which helps prevent future disputes. Ultimately, installing a boundary fence should be a joint project whenever possible. A cooperative approach maintains positive neighbor relations, and a clear written agreement about cost sharing for the installation and future maintenance is the most solid boundary of all. Avoid installing a fence that is clearly intended to harass your neighbor, as Florida does have laws regarding nuisances that could require modification or removal. If you are starting a fence project and want to explore cost sharing options with your neighbor, we are always happy to provide separate detailed estimates to facilitate that conversation. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind. Fast.